Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist. All right, guys, it's good to be back at my home office while I record this episode for you guys after a very enjoyable and successful trip that I had in the US with my partner, David Capablanca, and hosting the second Conscious Trading Conference. Wow, it was really, really exceeded our expectation by the quality of beautiful minds that came and attended from all parts of the US as well as abroad. And it was really humbling to meet open minds looking to, you know, ask the right questions, learn and develop themselves no matter where they were in their journey. And this is what I really enjoyed. Like, there was everyone was in a different journey or a different, you know, phase in their trading journey and in their personal development journey. And it was really nice to see that everyone was in that same mission and intention, which was to elevate their mind and up-level their skill set and knowledge. So yeah, it's always great to be in a room with that a crowd and that energy. And it just invites me to be even more inspired to share value, to understand everyone's story, but more importantly, to really share information, as we say, for transformation, information that's going to make an impact in their lives, both in their career as traders, but in their personal life as well. Yeah, I'm back now, and I really feel like it's taken me a few days. Like, today is only probably, I got back on Sunday, and was it Sunday or Monday? Actually, Tuesday. See, I can't even remember what day it is. And it's taken me about 3 days to literally settle in and start to feel myself again. And one thing that's really helped me today, and I was thinking, why haven't I done that earlier, was to go ground myself. And what I did is I just went for a walk and just took my shoes off and I ground myself in the grass, and it made such a massive difference. I instantaneously felt a shift in my energy, but also a shift in my awareness. Like, I felt like a part of me wasn't with me, if that makes sense. Or like, you know, spending 16 hours in the air, I think something happens sometimes, you know, with our vibrational frequency. But yeah, like I said, it's good to be back, and I'm really inspired to share something with you guys today. I wanted to like drop a key, should I say, a key that I believe really makes the difference when it comes to our own journey, no matter where we are in our journey and our journey of success or our journey of personal development or in any area of life that we're looking to grow and expand. And a key area that I see from experience over the years working with various people of various backgrounds, as well as, you know, cultures, religions, conditioning, the opportunity to be living in Dubai, I get to work with people from all around the world. That on its own, and then this is aside from the clients that I work abroad online. And one thing that I always see makes the most impact as a generalization here is the belief of the level of acceptance and self-worth. So how much do you accept yourself for who you are, and how much do you believe or you're worthy of? Or do you believe you're worthy, if that makes sense? Do you believe you're worthy? And everyone consciously, of course, would say, yes, I believe I'm worthy. But we're talking about full congruency in the body, conscious mind and unconscious mind. Full congruency in terms of really believing that you're worthy for whatever it is you want in your life. Self-worth is always interconnected with your net worth. Self-worth is always interconnected with your life experiences and everyone and everything that you're experiencing in your life today, being it relationships, being it the level of abundance that you're living in, being it the health that you have, all of that is connected to the level of your self-worth that you are at, if that makes sense. So, and it's really important and fundamental to ensure that that is 100% congruent for yourself. And you can do things, if you're not 100% there, that will help you believe and feel that you're worthy of. First and foremost is to make sure that you believe that you're worthy. A lot of the times we don't even have that right belief system and we believe we're not worthy. So the first step for change is to be aware of your state of belief. And how do you believe, what do you believe about yourself when it comes to self-worth? Really, really important question to ask yourself. And if it's not congruent, if it's not 100%, and if you say it out loud, I am worthy, and you feel that you don't connect with that linguistically, you don't connect with that in your body, then you know there's a disconnect. Then you know that there's something in the way from believing that you're worthy. And why is that important? So you have to unlock, you have to remove the root cause of whatever decision you made in your past to let you think otherwise, because we are all worthy. And that's how we were born. We're born worthy, but the conditioning and the experiences that happens throughout our life and the meaning we give those experiences can create decisions that makes us think otherwise, makes us think that we're not worthy. And if you come into alignment when you know you're deeply worthy of what it is that you want to create for yourself, everything starts to change, because now you start to operate on a higher frequency. And also you start to make decisions in your life that leads you to the reality that you want to experience. You know, if sometimes we're held back from a job that we don't like because we're worried about money, but we're not putting ourselves first, therefore we don't believe we're worthy of happiness. We don't believe we're worthy, that we're worthy of more freedom in our life. And this is a very common area in our world. A lot of people are working jobs 9 to 5 that they don't really like, but their mind fools them into staying into the comfort zone because they don't have the baseline, they don't have the foundations of self-belief and self-worth. When you believe you're worthy, you will make decisions that might shock others in your reality, and it might not make sense to the limited mind. But however, what you are doing is you're elevating your self-worth, and then you're changing everything in your reality. You're changing everything in your experience. You start to have a better experience because you're showing the universe, you're showing yourself that you're putting yourself first. And that is an act of self-love, and i.e. that you are worthy. And that's why at the fundamental base of one of the areas that I see most impact, that I see makes most the most change, this is one area that always I've witnessed incredibly shifts people's life and reality and success in terms of relationships, in terms of abundance, money, whatever that thing that is not in their reality right now. The shift in awareness needs to happen from the fundamental basis of making sure you don't have a limiting belief that states you don't believe you're worthy because someone sold you that story or you've made that decision growing up throughout your conditioning. So my message for you guys today is to remember that you are worthy. Yes, you, the listener that's listening to this right now, I'm here to remind you, to be a reflection, to remind you that you're worthy. Now you ask yourself, do I believe I'm worthy? And you need to connect with that more, and you need to take action in your life that shows that you're worthy, being it taking care of your health even better, being it having healthier boundaries in your life with the people around you that are not serving you, perhaps treating yourself a little bit more. You know, you might even have the abundance or the wealth or the money in your account, but you're not even treating yourself the way you are supposed to treat yourself. That is an act of self-worth. So how you treat yourself, the way you treat your body, the way you treat your mind, the way you treat your surroundings, your environment, all of these actions are indicators that you are elevating your self-worth. So here's a reminder: you are worthy, and you are good enough to create anything you want. And the only person in the way is you. And I know people say that a lot and it sounds cheesy, but it really is the reality. And it's the beliefs that you hold and how you perceive yourself. Change how you perceive yourself, you change your entire reality. Much love to you all and positive energy. And I'll catch up with you soon.